what's going on, what's happening Africa. This is Jackson Vunganyi right here in Washington, D.C.
And I'm Nadia Sami. Thanks for joining us. We love to have you on board. This is Upfront on the Voice of America. Hot, hot.
Upfront is a show that explores issues
that affect your daily lives. Don't move that dial. Get your snacks, get your cup of tea or your cup of coffee. Put your feet up. This is Upfront. cheers. Clink, clink. We engage you, the listener, and interact on a different topic each week. We've got loads of good tunes, lovely music, and lots of analysis to keep you going.
And interviews from experts or you young people telling us what you think about our daily topic.
That's always the best part of the show, Jackson, to hear what the listeners have to say. There's always lots of juicy comments and lots of different perspectives. Absolutely,
so stay tuned. Today on Upfront, we look at one of the most common workplace or school problems that young professionals and students face. That is anxiety, or just being straight up nervous. Do you ever come to work wound up and anxious, never quite able to calm down? It's been written that anxiety in the workplace and school is serious and can hold you back from achieving the success you deserve, despite how hard you work. You know, as students, we are too anxious about the coming final exams that we are not able to concentrate on preparing for it. How can we overcome anxiety in the workplace and school? Let's talk. This is Upfront on the Voice of America with Jackson Vunganyi and Nadia Sami.
No, I'm not anxious, but I'm nervous. Because the concern was nervous, sometimes nervous is the way you think about it. But to be anxious will not be good, because it will take you to other stages, it's not good. But nervous, I can get advice from other guys, and I can solve the case like that, but not being anxious. Anyway, I have never come across what is called exam sickness or paper, whatever. Because in whatever I'm doing, I don't have doubt. And this kind of thing, as I'm saying, that is whenever you have doubt that you are not going to do it well. But that thing, I've never come across that thing.
The way how you fight examination fever, when you read hard, and also there is no difficulties. Because when also you are reading and there is some problem which is facing you on that read, you can also cause this fever.
Hey, my name is John Bosco Mara. I work in Sudan here. It is all about meeting expectation of your superior. It is always generally hard, and sometimes it gives me pressure. You can stay sleepless night thinking how to go over a particular challenge which you have before you.
On the Voice of America.
I keep it player while some choose to play it safe. But check the resume, it's risky business in the AA. And I've been witness to this history ever since the 10th grade. We went from rock and brace to 10th phase. I twist my A-head to the side just for style. Or throw on the Gucci bucket with the fly, super fly. Wow, the Southern private known to shut it down. It ain't so country though, in the this ain't no Goma pile. I'm Sergeant Slaughter. I keep issues cooked to alter in order to satisfy my people in Georgia and cross the water. And across the border, the essays are getting smarter. They got flour for tortillas and lettuce for enchiladas. If you follow, wink, wink. No doubt we don't speak in a blink. Them folks can have you sleeping in the clink. I'm on the seat. It's the letter B-I-G-B-O-I-O-U-T. Now party people in the club, it's time to cut a rug. And throw the loose up in the sky just for the shut the bug. I'm double fisted and you empty, you can grab a club. Boy, stop, I'm just playing, let me dab you up.
You're in my sins.
My girl, my blocks, we grind, I shine, see that, that's mine. Old school costs more than new school, but my money way more than it used to.
Rouse. Interactive, fast-paced, upfront on the Voice of America, connecting you on the African continent.
My name is Viola Ruben, S2, Yubada Assistant Secondary School, and I am a head girl of this school. Of course, there is, let me say, it can also be called examination fever, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay, due to that, the examination fever can affect you due when if you do not study, and also when you feel that subject is very difficult for you to understand or at least to concentrate on it. You can also feel very bad, and on that case, the fever immediately can affect you. And while if you study everything and you take everything easy, the examination fever cannot be there. It can be there, but it cannot stay for long. Just for some minutes, and it will go off because everything is easy.
You have to have just a positive attitude that come what may, you will try to meet that expectation of your superior. Many times, especially when you are very busy, like myself, most of my studies I make in the evening. You find that you have work pressure, you also have exam pressure.
This is Upfront on the Voice of America with Jackson Mungani in Washington, D.C. and I'm Nadia Sami in Cape Town. Thanks for tuning in. We love having you on board. Now, as young professionals in a workplace or as students at school or at college, we often have pressing deadlines and stress related to the work that we do. And that constant sense of urgency makes you feel as if you just can't get ahead sometimes.
I know that feeling very well, Nadia. I'm talking about that feeling of being distracted and unable to focus throughout the day. And before you know it, you're spending sleepless nights worrying about your job or your school. If you're a student, it's all about the coming exam. If you're at work, it's about the project that you did not finish. Let's listen to a conversation that I had with Kazedata Ishmael, a student at the University of Maryland. His advice to fellow students is, just don't think about it. Don't be nervous. It's going to work out.
Well, yeah, that happens to every student. The only thing you can do is try to pay attention, or because they're going to talk about it in class. So, I mean, you can gather information of what you can. You can't be always anxious. It's going to mess up your day if you're thinking about it all the time.
But other people say that if you have an inclination towards not being anxious, or you have an aversion to anxiety, that's because you don't really...
I mean, it's a real thing, because I mean, there are anxiety attacks where people get nervous to the point where they can't breathe or they can't function, or the sickness you're saying, like getting sick before something great, like that you have to do or perform on, right, or being tested. Like, it happens. Like, I've choked before tests before. Like, it happens. Like, even if you study, even if you don't study, like right before it, when they put the paper in front of you, then you really know if you're anxious or not.
Okay.
Yeah.
Shivering.
Yeah, sweating. Yeah. Like, you'll know, like, when you read the first questions, right, when you know, like, it's whether or not you know the first question. Like, that would determine if you're about to be anxious or not for the whole test.
So, but also, the moments where you're so anxious that you even forget the things that you know.
Yeah, yeah, that happens all the time. And you won't think about it till after the test is over. You won't.
Right, like, I knew that. Yeah. I should have written this.
Yeah. So it happens. Like, it follows you. It's unavoidable. Everybody goes through those moments.
Are there people in your life that actually elevate the anxiety levels, like your parents say?
You can say that. You know how your parents always anxious about the bills and stuff like that. Like, yeah.
Yeah, but also making sure that you come in with a good grade.
Yeah, yeah.
They're
yeah.
going to dock you for whatever.
Stuff like, yeah.
What about that kid who is always number one in class and is always raising the curve? You know the curve that I'm talking about, the grade curve?
Yeah. he's the one that makes everything anxious.
When you see him reading, you're like, oh God, he's going to make it harder this time.
Yeah, he's the one who makes the test harder every time, only because he does 110 and everybody's doing 100. Yeah. Nobody wants to give as much as he does.
How are you able to maintain your cool?
Watch the news. It's always somebody worse.
How is the news going to keep you cool?
It's always somebody worse. Like, why get anxious about something that little when...
Because
the news is never nothing good.
You project your...
Yeah, like... It's always somebody,
comparison.
Yeah, it's by comparison. It's always somebody worse. Like, there's somebody more worried about the piece of paper I gotta worry about. outside in the cold, can't worry, hasn't eaten 7 days, like, it's out there, like.
That's a very interesting way to put it.
That's how I put everything in perspective. Like, I try not to get worried about stuff. It's like, all right, I did something stupid, but it could have been worse. Like, it could have been, it's always something worse. Like, it could get worse. There's never an extreme.
Isn't,
like,
that
the extreme
selling
is.
Selling yourself a little too short?
No. How?
Because by comparison, you say, okay, I'm going to compare myself to a homeless guy. Oh, I have a roof over my head, so I'm not going to work out for next. You know, because, you know what, look at that guy. He could be worse.
No, but, like, nah, I'm not saying it could always, like, I can do better. Like, that could always be encouraging, too. Like, all right, so I don't want to get myself in that situation, so next time it's not going to happen. Like, I'm not always using that as a comparison to downplay myself. It's like, it could either be worse or it could be better, so I can always decide. So that's how I try to keep a cool head. So it's like, I can make it worse next time or it won't happen next time and it'll be better. So it's like, it's either a win or I lose.
Now, you have a very interesting hairstyle. I love very long dreadlocks. Do you ever go for job interviews and get anxious that employers might...
That makes me nervous before every interview, actually. So you gotta, before any interview, you gotta get ready and look the part, even if you don't look the part. Like,
right.
You can always clean yourself up. It's always, you can always look presentable. I don't care what they tell you. You can always clean yourself up, so I never try to let that pull me down. Like, because I've gotten jobs before, obviously, and I've had hair for a good portion of my life.
That was Kazedata Ishmael. He's a student at the University of Maryland. He's also from Burundi. This is Upfront on the Voice of America with Jackson Bunganyi and Nadia Sami. Nadia, some people say that by creating too much expectation on ourselves, we become too anxious on how to deliver. Now, is it that we create expectations or that we are responding to other people's expectations of us?
Wow, that's a good question, Jackson. Is it that we create expectations upon ourselves too much, or are we responding to other people's expectations of us? I think in a lot of cases, it's a combination of the two. Also, a lot of the time management has got a lot to do with it. I mean, life is stressful. You know, you go to work, you've got to come home, food has to be made, kids have to be fetched from school, work needs to be finished, deadlines need to be met. Most people who work in whichever pressing industries, your work doesn't stay at work when you leave there at 4 or 5 o'clock or 6 o'clock when you leave work in the evening. Many people bring their home, their work with them. Then you've got added to that, you're doing your work at home, and then you have the pressure from your spouse saying, but what are you doing? This is family time. There's a lot of pressures. I mean, a lot of people have financial pressures. People have social pressures. It's a lot to deal with. I think that one of the keen ways to ensure that you have less anxiety and less stress is to make sure that you fit in the things that are important. So when it's time for you to sit down and have supper with your family, put the phone off, put the TV off, and engage in the moment with what you're busy with right now. Make sure that you get fresh air and exercise, take walks on the mountain, for example. And so all these important things need to be slotted into your lifestyle. Make sure that you're eating healthy. Make sure that you don't oversleep. Set alarms so that you don't rush to work, get there late, and then you're already anxious and your work day hasn't even started. Try to put in place measures that will make life easier for you. Whoosh, whoosh. This is the Voice of America, Jackson Vungani is in Washington, D.C., and I'm Nadia Sami in Cape Town, South Africa. Let's hear some more of your opinions.
My name is Emmanuel Wesley. I study in Juba Model Secondary School. Yeah, sometimes you are nervous because you think maybe they will not like what you are going to tell them or what you are going to do, but sometimes you are normal. No, I've never had exam sickness because our teachers always advise us on when the exam is coming, they tell us what to do. So I've never had exam sickness. And when you are doing exam, you must be calm. Every time you are ready. Every time, even if it comes now, you are ready.
Okay. Actually, I'm by name Dr. Makerkot Elekana. No, actually, me, I'm a student. I've not undergone all those processes. I've just been studying. And that thing has never happened to me. Maybe it will happen, but it has not happened to me. Since I started primary one up to now, I've not even reached position five. And when I'm doing my FELE in Uganda there, I got first grade. And I did it in good way even. People were happy in my school and I led the school. No, I dislike that thing. It has not happened to me. I'm not lazy. Yeah, examination sickness is brought because of cowardness and laziness. If you can read, why do you fear again? You can understand something. You cannot fear.
What is it like to study in the United States, and what do you have to do to get here? The Student Union is VOA's new blog that follows students from all over the world as they face challenges and opportunities of studying at American universities. Log on at blogs.voanews.com/student-union.
Now, Jackson, here's the thing. As individuals, we measure success differently, don't we?
Well, the truth is there are certain universal goals, success. But in your personal life, if you decide you have specific goals that you want to achieve, it does not matter what other people are doing. You will always feel successful. And because of that, it creates less pressure for yourself and less anxiety. And you're generally less nervous when it comes to the work that you do or how you do your things. Let's think about it in terms of a marathon. If you're running a 5-mile marathon and your goal is just to make it up to the end, basically you don't care which position you will be in. You're gauging your success on whether you're going to make it. I think certain individuals just measure success differently by creating certain projections or certain goals for themselves and deciding to get to them at a different speed or a different pace than others.
Great points there, Jackson. Well, you're tuned to Upfront on the Voice of America with Jackson Vungani, and I'm Nadia Sami. We've got more music coming your way, so stay tuned.
Everybody, jiggy with me, you're a club to buy love. makunsa. Mama say, mama say, mama 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 makunsa.
Yes, I've ever had exam sickness before. I handle school or work-related anxiety in a way of having confidence in yourself and self-esteem.
Yes, I've had a lot of exam sicknesses. Sometimes I'm anxious and nervous that I will not meet my boss's expectations. I handle that anxiety by taking a lot of water and telling myself to be calm.
Yes, I'm nervous or anxious because maybe you're given a certain thing which is a challenge and maybe you're not sure whether you can do it or not. To avoid it or when it's there, trying to distract yourself from thinking about the thing. Yeah.
Nadia, some people say that anxiety is actually healthy and useful because it makes us respond effectively to situations and to expectations. The problem is when you let it get out of hand and in essence have no control over it. Let's listen to a conversation that I had with my friend Noreen Balas. She says she gets those anxiety attacks all the time.
Insecurity. And you know, not being prepared. When I'm not prepared for, let's say, a presentation, or if I'm not prepared fully for a meeting because I haven't done the readings, or I haven't, you know, I'm not ready to present, it's more about the presenting where I get nervous. So, I think that's where the anxiety comes from.
And when you were still a student, do you have those anxiety or panic attacks before you had an exam?
I had one once, yes. I did.
What happened?
I actually went to the hospital. I was actually sent to the hospital because I was feeling so faint and my anxiety. I didn't even know I was having an attack. Someone was like, "Oh my God, your blood just drained from your face." And it was my ultimate enemy. The subject that I hate the most is economics. And the reason I had anxiety was because in my postgraduate, because in my undergraduate, I had the horrifying experience of not passing.
Getting a D.
Right. Mm. And I was like, oh my God. So, and then I had to redo it and, you know, I got a good mark. But having to take it again in a higher level, I panicked again. And I was, just because I went back to that time. And yeah, so high anxiety because I felt insecure on the topic.
So you totally freaked out.
I totally freaked out. And then I had to go and they gave me this IV.
What?
Yeah,
that's crazy.
I was like,
you had an IV.
And I think I was a combination of me being dehydrated and everything else, right? So I was like a mess. So yeah, it was horrific, and I had to, like, obviously, like a loser, take it a week later because this thing had a panic attack.
I used to hear people say that we had exam sickness, and I didn't know that it was actually real.
It is real. Are you kidding me? And I didn't know either. It was till later on. It's funny. In my undergrad, I was quite okay. I think I was more prepared or something. But later on, as it got older, I feel like my anxiety got worse. And it's really, really strange. Like, even for my master's, I felt like at times I had anxiety. But then again, I was overwhelmed. I was doing a full-time, like, I was working full-time. And I was in school. So it was really, like, hard to manage at times.
So what do you do to calm down your nerves?
I have different, I've learned to kind of meditate. I use smell as a calmer, like lavender, oil. I'll smell that and kind of calm down. Prayer, music.
Music.
What kind of music?
Rock music?
Any kind with great, what do you call it? Beats.
Lyrics?
It could be rock, it could be Bollywood, it could be anything, right?
Mm.
With good music. And so that's like my escape mechanism for like 10, 15 minutes.
That's I'm thinking that if you have a big presentation at work, and you lock yourself away in your office for a couple of minutes before, you know, and wash away the perspiration and smell your lavender and turn on the music and go to work on yourself, in other words, mentally.
Mentally, or I'm in the washroom fixing my hair. Because honestly, a lot also has to do with how you look.
Mm.
And it's funny because I was laughing when you said what, you know, in the previous interview,
yeah.
you know, prior that you asked about happiness, right? And I'm like, well, you know what? Today, it's all about the weight. Like, what is your happiness measured by? How I look. And it's kind of interesting because I don't know if men have that same constant nagging thing at the back of their head of how am I looking? Am I looking good? Am I not looking good? You know what I mean? Like that's a constant replay, I think, in women.
Ah.
Because
you're going to a party, you're going to be very conscious about how the dress looks on you.
How the dress looks on me, or especially like presentations. Are you kidding? If I'm presenting in front of a huge crowd, mm. I'm going to be up the whole night making sure that I look great. making sure that my delivery is proper,
right.
that, you know, so practicing,
and that the curves are not showing, like, in the wrong places.
No, the rolls are not showing. It's like, where can I tighten this? Okay, so, yeah, and then the hair, you know, straightening and making sure it's all fine and making sure I'm breaking out, so... That really affects, I think.
Let's see a lot of mirror action going on.
There's too much mirror action. Like right before even, I'll probably there'll be a window reflection,
right.
and I'll look in there, you know, to make sure that I'm
all,
you know,
is intact.
Everything is intact. Isn't that insane? Oh my goodness.
Wow.
So, yeah, so this is what the measure of happiness is. Am I looking good or not?
That was Noreen Ballas, a friend of the show. This is Upfront on The Voice of America with Jackson Vunganyi and Nadia Sami.
Excuse me, ma'am. When I get back out here, make sure that you... It's Upfront. Yeah. Say, baby, what's your name?
It's really important, Jackson, that anxiety is understood. Understood as an emotion just like any other. So when you're dealing with anxiety, you're not fighting the emotion. What you're really fighting is the factors that cause you to get overwhelmed by the anxiety. So the key is to eradicate some of the stress in your life, to try to make sense of some of the clutter in your life so that you can operate in a more orderly manner. And so on that note of love and good luck, we leave you. Thank you for joining us. It's been wonderful, as always, having you with us here on Upfront. I'm Nadia Sami in Cape Town.
And I'm Jackson Vunganyi in Washington.
Until next time, goodbye.
This is Joyce Chepchumba, marathon champion from Kenya, reminding you to protect yourself against the HIV virus. Use condoms, don't share needles, and arm yourself with information about HIV/AIDS. Thank you for your time.